How you like that mix there, Jay?
Hey, we needed that, man.
Yeah.
One time for the one time.
That's the Juneteenth mix right there. That's how you put it down, man. 525 in a beautiful city we call Orlando. What is it? 76 degrees outside?
Give or take.
That's kind of chilly, man.
Oh, we living life.
Man, you like that, right?
Cheeks. I'm not sure.
Of course, today is a holiday.
Yeah.
It's a holiday.
Tell them.
I hope you feel like that, Orlando.
Let the people know.
If you don't know, it's Juneteenth.
Yo, we educating people today, man.
Well, on the phone line, we have a good brother who is part of a movement to make Juneteenth a national holiday. And on the phone line, we have the founder and chairman of the National Juneteenth Observance Foundation. We want to welcome to the show, Reverend Ronald Myers. How are you doing today, sir? Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm doing fine because it's Juneteenth, the day we celebrate our freedom in America for enslavement.
Yes, sir.
You guys are working hard trying to get this day recognized as a national holiday, right?
Well, we have 45 states, including Florida, that recognize Juneteenth as a state holiday or a special day of observance. The District of Columbia, and we've gotten several pieces of legislation passed in Congress. And your two senators, Rubio and Nelson, have co-sponsored that legislation.
Hey.
However, that legislation recognized the 19th of June as Juneteenth Independence Day in America.
Wow.
But now we want to get definitive legislation to make Juneteenth a national day of observance, like Flag Day, Patriot Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Not a paid federal holiday, but a special day of observance.
So not only are you honoring the ancestors, but you're bringing both sides together, because Bill and Rubio aren't on the same team.
Well, we got the support from the entire United States Senate. The legislation last year was sponsored by conservative Republican John Cornyn, the number two senator in the Republican-controlled Senate behind Mitch McConnell. He sponsored our legislation for the last few years, and the entire Congress voted to support the legislation. No dissenting votes, all in agreement that Juneteenth should be recognized as Juneteenth Independence Day in America.
So what is holding up progress? Is there another level? Is there something else need to be done?
We have to get legislation introduced by the Congress, signed by President Trump, or President Trump can do an executive order. And, President Trump has done a lot of executive orders, but he can issue an executive order to establish the 19th of June, Juneteenth, as a National Day of Observance in America. So we have the support of Congress. There's no opposition.
Mm.
It's just a matter now of getting the executive of the United States to work on making this a National Day of Observance in America simply by supporting legislation from Congress, issuing a proclamation or executive order.
Why do you feel this is important?
Well, listen, brother, our history is important. I mean, we weren't free on the 4th of July. Our good brother Frederick Douglass wrote that speech when they invited him as a escaped slave to come to Rochester, New York in 1852. What to the American slave is the 4th of July?
Mm.
You may rejoice, I must mourn. The 4th of July is yours, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
Our ancestors were slaves on the 4th of July. George Washington and his wife owned up to 500 slaves. Thomas Jefferson owned over 200 slaves, and he had children to his slaves.
Mm.
It wasn't until 88 years after the country's first July 4th, 1776, Independence Day celebration from Britain was a issued order, General Order Number 3, by Union General Gordon Granger when he arrived in Galveston, Texas, that all the slaves were free. And that happened on June 19th, 1865. And our modern-day Juneteenth movement is working to make that the day that we celebrate the end of enslavement and needs to be recognized by this country. It's true history.
Mm.
You cannot talk about freedom in the United States with just the 4th of July.
Can't. No doubt.
Can't
because
do
remember, the 4th of July freed the land. Juneteenth freed all the people.
Mm. There you go. There you go. I see there is a Juneteenth flag. Can you talk about the flag?
Well, the flag was created by Ben Hayes, our Juneteenth, former Juneteenth state director in Boston, Massachusetts. He now is in Connecticut. And what Ben did as the founder and president of the National Juneteenth Celebration Foundation was took the flag of Texas off Old Glory, our flag, because there's 50 stars and 50 stripes, but the 50 stars represent the 50 states. So he put the Star of Texas on his own flag, and then he put a red, a blue top, a red bottom, and put a border around the flag, and that border represents this news of freedom spreading from Texas to the rest of the country. And we fly both flags together, and we call them the American flags of freedom. Because you can't really talk about freedom celebrations in America unless you go with the 4th of July and the 19th of June.
You can't talk about it honestly.
Yeah, yeah. On the phone line, Reverend Myers on the phone line for the National Juneteenth Observance Foundation. How can our listeners get involved?
Well, if you go to the website, nationaljuneteenth.com, there's petitions you can print up and sign. There's online petitions. But most importantly of all, you have two members of the United States Senate. You have Mark Rubio and Senator Nelson. You need to make contact with them. If you're celebrating Juneteenth, make sure you get an invitation to them. And an invitation, you tell them you want them to support legislation to make Juneteenth a national day of observance. If you completed your Juneteenth celebration already this year, you need to contact them and let them be aware that you have celebrated Juneteenth, and you want them to support legislation that make Juneteenth a national day of observance. You know, it's really something. Many of our people who celebrate Juneteenth, they do a great job. They try to get sponsorships, and they try to raise money through funding packages. But if the Juneteenth celebration is on the calendar as a national day of observance, guess what? They're going to call you.
Mm.
So it's an important part of what we need to be doing, support this great celebration. Where are the public dollars going for the celebration of 4th of July? Well, some of those same public dollars need to be going for the celebration of America's second Independence Day, Juneteenth.
Mm. On the phone line, Reverend Myers on the phone line, a couple more questions. In the area where we at, there is a heavy Caribbean population, Jamaican, Haitians, Barbados,
all them.
Bahama, everybody. What can you say to those people who may not recognize, may not know the importance of Juneteenth?
Well, what we have to understand is that in the Middle Passage, along with the loss of life of millions of our people, our ancestors who survived the Middle Passage, only 6% came to North America. Around 450,000 of our ancestors who survived the Middle Passage came to North America. 94% of our ancestors who survived the Middle Passage came to the Caribbean, came to Mexico, Brazil, South America, Guyana. And so we got to understand that is a connection between all of us. Our ancestors who were brought here for the purpose of free labor throughout the entire North America, Caribbean, and South America, we're all connected. Now, we have different days we celebrate our freedom. For instance, historically speaking, the first successful slave revolt and the first leader to come forward to make sure that the freedom was demanded and taken was Toussaint Overture in Haiti. And so we even got the Virgin Islands. They celebrate their freedom on the July 3rd. Each of the islands, each of our countries where our ancestors landed that were placed in slave situations have accumulated a history of battling and fighting for their freedom on different dates. North America, it's the 19th of June. Haiti, it's with Toussaint Overture in 1984. So we all are connected, and so when we are asking the support of all the diaspora with the recognition and celebration of our Freedom Days across the entire North, South, and Caribbean nations.
Wow. On the phone line, Reverend Ronald Myers on the phone line, what is your passion behind all this? What made you get involved?
as a young man growing up in Milwaukee, I learned about Juneteenth. And as I learned about Juneteenth, we celebrated there. We had a tremendous block party celebration. And I began to understand, as I celebrated Juneteenth myself, with my own Juneteenth celebrations, the importance of coming together and having the 19th of June recognized as a day we celebrate our freedom. In 1994, a historic meeting took place in New Orleans, Louisiana. Reverend John Mosley, the director of the Juneteenth Freedom Celebration, called together Juneteenth leaders from across the country. And we met with a representative of our Native American nations, because they were the first ones to free us, because our ancestors would escape slavery and become part of some of these Native American nations, that we'd work together for the recognition of the 19th of June, Juneteenth, as our day of freedom and celebration in America. I was selected the chairman of that movement and been chairing it since 1994.
All right. Wow. Thank you for being available to talk to Orlando. Jay, did you have anything?
Man, I got everything I need, man.
You're good,
appreciate
right?
Appreciate
it. You're good.
I'm just looking at the website right now. Thank you for what you're doing, man. Thank you for taking on this fight and this cause, man, because we need it, definitely.
We need it.
Okay, brother. And I know you're looking at nationaljuneteenth.com. Everything is right there. www.nationaljuneteenth.com.
There we go.
There you go. Thank you so much. Peace and blessings to you.
Happy Juneteenth.
You too, brother.
Yeah.